The whole thing is just bizarre to look at, but very appealing. The sight of hot water bubbling and steam rising. In fact, she doesn't wait for you to strip before levitating up in the air, running her hands up her wide-set hips, up past her breasts, teasing out her hair. You notice the two little red marks at her neck as she hovers toward the tub. The original bite. She never does quite touch the ground, but now she's really rising up. Her toenails are painted, you notice, though her fingernails aren't. Her fingernails are cut short, her hands are calloused. She does work, you know that, manual labor. But holding on to that kind of thought is difficult when you see her hover to the far side of the tub, set herself down there, and begin dangling her feet in the water, kicking happily in the heat. She beckons you over, and you begin to strip, placing your clothing next to hers, not quite as untidily. There is a little bench over there, so you rest it on it, and express your surprise and incredulity at the place. Yeah, it keeps everyone away, she explains. So while we're in here, unless, I guess, another person like me happens along, you won't have anyone interrupting you. And there's no one like me on the coast. Come on, get in. She doesn't allow you to delay any longer. And as you're stripped bare, you walk to the tub, up the stairs at the edge of it, and down the other side slow, one foot and then the other in the hot, all-encompassing water, deeper, more relaxed with every step. It's over 6 feet deep at the deepest point and graded toward the center. The stone is incredibly smoothed. You have no idea where the water comes in from or goes out to, but it's hardly the most surprising thing here. You get a really good look at May sitting on the edge of the tub because you're down below, floating. She makes no particular attempt to conceal her body, her hands flat to the left and right of her, her feet still kicking in the water. And then once you're settled in, she actually just spreads her legs and beckons you to the edge. Leaning back a little bit. You don't need telling twice. You slide over there. She slips off the edge and hangs with just her shoulders and upper body on the rim of the tub, the rest of her down in, floating at the top level. You reach underneath to grab her ass from beneath the hot, now spreading, relaxing water. It feels restorative, every inch of you letting go of its tension. And naturally, calmly, without saying much at all, you lean in, slide your tongue against her wet sex, begin running it up and down, licking at her. The silver light from above paints you both, that same monochrome effect from before. As you memorize the taste of her fold, she moans, openly, unrestrained, panting on the edge. Her legs and feet are dangling over your shoulders and into the water, bringing her pussy directly into contact with your mouth. You lick away, and she squeezes her thighs around you, rolling her hips, allowing you to work your tongue over her, and she must have been a little frustrated because she's quite soaked, and it doesn't take much attention at all